It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
For many years, I was a single dad, and I always put my son first and before myself. But I guess that's kind of typical of every parent, isn't it, Lisa?
Oh, yeah. Trust me. My girl is number one. She rules the roost.
But I think that's by nature, that's the way it's supposed to be. But sometimes we neglect ourselves to a fault, and I let my health drop and whatever else. And so I get excited because today's guest is going to talk to us about that. And it's Erica Suter. Now, Erica Suter, she's a contributing editor to Mom.me, one of the most popular destinations for lifestyle and parenting articles. It's her job to speak to moms across the country. And I'm going to assume she means dads, too, or single dads, and stay on top of the issue. And so she's regularly contributed to Good Morning America, World News Tonight, Nightline, and so many things else. So I want to thank you for joining us because you've got an interesting topic.
Well, thank you for having me. Yeah, it's a huge topic. Moms and dads, you know, basically how caregivers can survive in this world with so many things influencing how we raise our families these days.
Wait, okay, let's talk about that a little bit because, you know, you're an expert on it and talk about moms and sometimes the drama-filled experience they have. And parenting has all these stories. And so, you know, talk to us a little bit about how we should be taking care of ourselves.
Well, you know, I think when you are a parent, there are so many wheels in motion. You know, if you work full-time, then, you know, parenting is more than a full-time job. You have to take care of a household. You may have multiple children. There's so many factors in place. So we always encourage moms to focus on self-care, and that means taking time to focus on yourself. I'm not talking about taking a four-day weekend with your girlfriends in Vegas, but if you can do that, do that. But it's more of like just exercising, eating right for you, because a lot of moms, they kind of eat whatever their kids eat. They don't take care of themselves. And I also find that when they do have time where they get a babysitter or they, you know, they have a few hours to themselves, they're actually filling that time with errands they can't run with the kids in tow. So one of the things that we like to stress is that even if it's just 30 minutes a day, if you can do more than that, wonderful. You need to take time to focus on your needs, because if you're not okay and you're not taken care of, your whole family suffers because, you know, mom, dad, whoever the primary caregiver is, they need to have their focus on their health and their mental well-being as well.
You'll laugh. We had this conversation, my wife and I, we have a family-run business, and so this was a conversation on the drive-in today, because she takes care of me and wants to do so much for me, and I for her, but she neglects herself a lot of times, and I keep saying, go out with your friends, go to the date of the mall, and I'm trying to suggest exactly what you're saying, and so it's not just parents. This applies to even, you know, those in relationships sometimes, anybody who's not putting themselves first or taking care
right.
of themselves, I think.
Right. And I think that's because people think putting themselves first suggests that they're selfish or that they don't care about the people in their lives that need them. And I don't know, it's just somehow we've been conditioned to, it's almost like this martyr syndrome where we have to, you know, put everyone else's needs ahead of our own. And, you know, what we found over the years is that eventually there's a breaking point where you're kind of like you've neglected yourself for so long that you just hit this wall. So even if it's just a little bit every day, or maybe it's like a couple hours once a week, you have to. Like, it could be a workout class. I know I personally love to work out 2 days a week after I drop my son off from school, and then I start working. That's important to me, and I made it a focus. Now, there was a time where I wouldn't even consider that, taking an hour and a half out of my morning when I have a million things to do. But I am actually a more organized person and a nicer person when I take that time for myself. But it takes a little while for people to realize that, you know, they have to try it before they realize the benefits of it.
Yeah, you really do. You know, I have a special needs kid, and it's really difficult. And in the beginning, it was so hard. And my husband would sit me down and he'd say, you have to go out, you have to do something, you have to, because I was just a mess. I was falling apart. And over the years, we have different challenges, but it has gotten easier in a lot of ways. And that self-care is so essential. Even when you're in the thick of it, you've got to somehow do something for yourself, because you will crash and burn. And I was many times, crashed, burned, and restored until I learned I have to keep it maintained or I'm just going to be not restored, and that's not good.
And we have to ask for help. You know, one thing that I think is kind of the downside to how we parent now is that we're often parenting in isolation. There are so many parents who have moved away from their hometowns or their families, so they're kind of doing it all themselves. And they're just used to functioning that way. And one of the best things you can do is to ask for help. That could be, you know, a neighbor. Do a trade-off. Like, hey, I'll take the kids on Friday afternoons, and then you take them on Saturday afternoons. Or hire a babysitter. I know it's expensive, and you know, lots of families are feeling the crunch, but even if it's for a couple hours once a week, ask a relative if you do have someone nearby to help out. You know, we can't be too reluctant to ask for help. We need help.
You're starting down a path. You've got three main rules, you know, for saving your sanity. And so let's jump through those real quick, just to make sure.
Okay. So I think the first one, I mean, these are I think critical to saving your sanity, is that knowing that we all need to recharge. Now that means having a moment when you can sit and quiet your mind. I mean, for some people, it might be going out to get a manicure or pedicure. For others, it could be going to the gym, or it could even be a date night, or just sitting in your basement watching, you know, a reality TV show. But it has to be a moment
there
where you feel recharged. And the second one is, you know, feed that other part of yourself. I think a lot of people go into motherhood or parenthood, fatherhood, motherhood, and they think, okay, this is who I am, and this is what my entire life is about. Well, before you had kids, you had other interests and passions. Those are still there. They may be dormant. They may be, you know, lay under needing toilet paper, paper towels, and running to soccer games and all that. But those interests are still there. So you have to find some way to feed them. If you were a writer, maybe start trying to write a book. It doesn't have to be something you have to publish, just to kind of have that, get it out and put it on paper, or knitting, or if you're interested in animals, maybe adopt a pet or go to an animal rescue to volunteer half an hour, whatever it is that feeds that part of yourself that isn't a parent. And then last one I'd say, I always call it having a mom squad, but it's really having a parent squad. You know, it's an emotional support system. And this isn't the group of moms that or dads where you're pretending that everything's perfect and, you know, everything's wonderful and life is a bed of roses. These are people who you can be honest with and that you can tell when you're having a bad day or when you're having a tough time with a child. These are people who you can admit that you're afraid or when things are tough. And that is so helpful, to be able to get that out without judgment. So those are the three
huge
things I always advocate for moms.
I think it's a great point, because I actually speak to one of my sisters almost every day about it, because we both for many years were single parents and we share all kinds of stories. And it was funny, when her daughter was younger, she would give me all kinds of advice how to raise my son. And I'm going, wait till your daughter gets to be that age. And as she's gotten older, now the rules are changing. So it's kind of funny. So I think your good advice is surround yourself with people that are in similar circumstances, maybe even similar ages. So that way they can give you some good advice. It's also great, like you said, to get out there and recharge, almost like a reward for yourself for all your hard work, because your kids are going to get older one way or the other. And I think that was, to me, was one of the most important lessons. Your kids are going to get older with or without you, and you're going to do the best job to teach them everything you as a parent want to teach them. But you deserve a lot. And I think that's one
of
the things. It's hard for us to admit that. You hit it. You feel selfish. And how do you overcome that selfish feeling? How do you release that? Because that really is a challenge.
You really just have to acknowledge that you deserve some enjoyment and you deserve some relaxation. I mean, it really, and a lot of times people don't reach that point until they're so stressed out and so tired and so overwhelmed, and then they reach this breaking point where they have to start taking care of themselves. And then it becomes less selfish, because, you know, if you're crumbling under all the stress and pressure, your family is going to suffer as well. Now, if just giving yourself 30 minutes a day keeps that from happening, everyone wins. So
that's a good point. And I don't mean to cut you short. We're running out of time here. And so there's so much more, because you're so interesting to talk to, and it's something that hits home for all of us. So I'm going to invite everybody listening. You deserve to recharge. You deserve that reward. Check out ericasuter.com. And that's Erica, E-R-I-C-A. CKASOUTER.com. I'm going to put a link up on our website so you can find it. Erica, Lisa, and I want to thank you for joining us. And for those tuning in, this is going to make all the difference to you. So check out our website. And if you've got a question, visit JustAskDavid.com.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.